Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I'm calling to go ahead and transfer a potential new Depo-Provera claimant. She's on the line. Her name is Alyssa Merritt.
Okay, go ahead and transfer. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, hi. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Is this Alyssa?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Alyssa. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. I will be your intake specialist moving forward. You wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing today?
How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. So you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
Ma'am.
Okay. You are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm regarding this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Alyssa, is this your phone number? 256-368 3569.
Yes.
Okay. At any time, if we are disconnected, just so that you know, I will reach out to you on a 949 area code. I'll go ahead and send you my contact information now so that you have it. And moving forward, if you ever have any questions, you can reach me at this number. Okay, so 368 35 69. Okay. Let me just send you my info really quick. Oops, sorry. Okay. So you ha do you have not signed any. You are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought any legal representation or signed any documents, correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I said you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you are filing on behalf of yourself, and you are a
Yes.
citizen of the United States and resident.
Yes.
Okay. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your date of diagnosis to the best of your knowledge?
April 14th, 2021.
April 14th, 2021. And then what's your date of birth?
8/3/99.
All right. Thank you for confirming that. So, date of diagnosis was 4/14/2021. And your birth date was 8/3/1999.
Yes.
And then, did you have anyone else that you know that was injured with the Depo-Provera shot that needed help filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And if you do come across that, if anyone you know needs help filing a claim, you can always give them my number and they can reach out to us, okay?
Okay.
And then you did consume the Depo-Provera injectable brand name, correct? You were
Ma'am, I'm
using.
sorry.
I'm sorry if you hear me. I know sometimes the connection with the transfer is a little fuzzy, so here, let me move this. You did use the brand name, correct, of the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic brand at all
No, ma'am.
for a minimum of 1 year? Okay, so you never switched. So you did use Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Yes.
And that is a total of four injections prior to your diagnosis.
Yes.
And you did use it between the years of 1992 to present date, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, like, approximately when you started using it? Like a month, day, and year?
When did I start?
Yeah, like just to the best of your knowledge. I mean, if it's, it doesn't, you know, don't think it has to be the exact date because I know it was a long time ago, but
Oh, January 2018.
January, like, first,
Correct.
2018?
I'm not pretty sure the exact day, but
Okay.
I just know the month and year.
Okay, so I have to put a date, so that's why we ask you, just to the best of your knowledge.
January 3rd.
January 3rd,
Yes.
2018. And then when did you approximately stop using it?
April, I'd say April 2021. I'm not sure the date, but we'll just say the third as well.
Okay.
If
Yeah, because it's usually you do it like, yeah, every 3 months or 4 months. You do it every 4 months. You usually do it like around the same date. Okay, let's see. 2021. Okay. And then you were diagnosed with the meningioma. How are you doing today with everything? I'm so sorry that you had to go through that.
I'm feeling better now.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
I don't have as many headaches
yeah.
as before.
Yeah. Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Alyssa. It's A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Yes.
And then Merritt, M-E-R-R-I-T-T.
Yes.
Okay. And then Miss Merritt, what did you have a suffix in your name? Like, are you junior or senior or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
424-490-346.
Okay, so 424-490-346.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have anmrt0118@gmail.com as your email.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your primary phone number as 256-368-3569. And what time of day is the best time for the attorneys to call you? Or what do you prefer?
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay. What is your current mailing address?
155 Hermosa Lane, Talladega, Alabama, 35160.
Hermosa Lane. Chibuka, wait. What's the city again? Sorry.
Talladega, T-A-L-L-A-D-E-G-A.
And that's Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that a house or is there a unit number or anything?
No, it's house.
Okay. 155 Hermosa Lane, Talladega, Alabama, Talladega County, 35160.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Now, moving forward, who was the diagnosing doctor? Do you know who your neurologist was or who was the doctor that found the tumor?
You said who found?
Yeah, who diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Samuel Bowen II.
Okay. And is he located in Talladega?
Sylacauga, Alabama.
You said Bowman?
Yes, Bowen.
Bowen. Okay, there we go. All right, I found him. Yeah, young doctor. Okay. All right. And then was he your treating doctor as well? Like, did he treat you for your the tumor and everything?
No.
Who was the treating doctor? Do you know who the treating doctor was?
Omer Burnett.
Omer. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get this guy's information in really quick. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Omer, what was it again? Omer
Burnett. O-M-E-R-B-U-R-N-E-T-T.
Okay, and he's in Sylacauga. I don't know how to say it. I'm so sorry. He's in Sylacauga. I'm so sorry. I'm horrible. I don't. My pronunciation's bad. Everyone tells me that at work. You need to pronunciate better. I'm trying. Okay. All right. So and okay, and then I found him. All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm just getting his information really quick. And then where were you treated at with him? Like, what was the hospital?
I'm sorry. Citizens.
It's okay. Do you have a little baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. What was the hospital that they treated you at? Do you know where you went?
Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Say it one more time.
Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Coosa Valley, okay. Alright. And then, do you know the prescribing doctor, who your prescribing doctor was? Like, who was giving you the shots?
Michael Swanson.
Did you ever have any other did you ever have any other prior cancer diagnoses?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. All right. And then was there any other doctors that helped you that you want to put, or were those pretty much all the doctors that you used?
That was all.
Okay. And Michael Swanson is Greystone Family Medicine. Okay. And then what was the pharmacy that you used?
Walgreens in Talladega, Alabama.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're getting to the end. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And that's at 503 Battle Street East?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. I'm trying to go as fast as I can for you. Well, we're almost done. They just like to have, the attorneys like to have all this information because it helps build the case and makes it, you know, run smoother. Did you have copies of your medical records, or could you provide your medical records if needed?
Yes, ma'am, if needed. I don't have them on me right now. They're somewhere along with the other files.
So. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I know you don't have them in hand. We have somewhere, or you could get them. They just ask if you could provide them either electronically or through the mail or both if needed. Sometimes they'll just pull the medical records, but we just have to ask. Okay, so I got all your information. What type of treatment did you do? Did you have to undergo like any type of radiation, chemotherapy? Did you have any type of surgery to remove the tumor or anything like that?
Oh, radiation.
You had to do radiation? Okay. And then what else did you have to do for the tumor? Is there any like other type of treatment or?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Ms. Merritt. It's just to make sure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones, you know, if anything does happen. And you can either put somebody that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
No, ma'am.
You don't want to put anybody?
No, ma'am. I don't have anyone.
Do you have, like, a parent or a spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that?
Yeah, I don't have a spouse. I'm not really in the best.
It's okay. Don't worry about
it. Relationship with my parents.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll go ahead and just put... I'm just going to put you. I'm going to put you as the emergency contact.
Okay.
They make us put it, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's not a huge thing. And then also, Was there any like additional notes that you'd like me to add to the file to help support the case? Anything that you went through or things like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what's going to happen now is the system does generate some documents for you to review and sign. I'm going to go ahead and send them to you. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
I believe I have.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
They're really self-explanatory, but I can walk you through it as, you know, if you need help. Basically, what you're going to do is you're just going to press accept, adopt, and sign a signature. Use your finger to, like, draw the signature. Once you do that, you tap all the little fields where it's asking for the signature and then press finish. It's very easy. Okay. But the system's generating the documents right now. I'm just going to review this with you really quick. Ms. Merritt, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after using the Depo-Provera for at least a year, and your diagnosis date was 4/14/2021, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you do not have an attorney at this time. Your date of birth is 8/3/1999. You did confirm that you did 4 injections for a minimum of 1 year, approximately started using it in 2018 to 2021. Diagnosed with meningioma tumor. Your social I have is 424-490346. And
yes.
Okay. I think everything looks right. I put Samuel Bowen, your neurologist, and then the other neurologist or radiation doctor was Dr. Omen Burnett, prescribing doctor Swanson Michael, and you do have medical records and so forth. Okay. So everything sounds right. Does everything
mm-hmm. yes,
sound
ma'am.
Right to her? Okay. All right. Just want to make double check. When I send you the documents to go ahead and you did not have any cancer diagnoses prior. Go ahead and when you look through the file, just make sure everything is spelled right, the address is right and everything like that when you sign. And then they should be popping up any second. Hold on. Let's see if they went through. Sometimes the system takes a minute. So they send them through your email and then they also text them. So whatever is easier for you to open, go ahead and do so. Mm-hmm. I believe the text message is the easiest.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, perfect. If you have to put me on speakerphone or if you need help, just let me know. And let me know once you press finish because I'm going to send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh, you're fine. Bless you.
Thank you. Is it okay? I messed up my signature and it's not letting me fix it because I thought it said initial at first, so I just put initial and didn't sign.
Does it let you clear it or no? Do you want me? I can resend them. Here, let me resend it. Cause I...
Well, let me make sure first. Let me try to close it out and see if I can pull it back up.
Okay.
Okay, they did it.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Okay, I hit finish.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Miss Merritt. So now that that, let me just check it really quick. But now that that's done, basically just before we wrap up the call, you can download it instantly right there. But a PDF file will also be sent to your email. And then just again, you know, remember this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So you want to make sure you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. Also, any documents that you can obtain before the attorneys reach out to you, you want to go ahead and get them, you know, kind of in your reach. So if they do ask for them, you have them. Also, you have my direct phone number. I am sending you the attorney's information too, really quick, so you know. Okay. I just want to see. I'm going to send you the attorney's contact information. So when they reach out to you, you know who it is and the phone number. The attorneys you've been assigned to is the law offices of Robin Law and with co-counsel Pulaski. Just so if you get a call from someone that says that, you know that that's the firm.
You said from where?
From the law offices of Robin Law and with co-counsel Pulaski, or they'll say this is Pulaski Law with co-counsel Robin Law, or something like that along that lines. I just text you the phone number. They'll be calling you from a 909 phone number. It's 909-906-3862. And their main offices, they have a couple different firm locations, but the main one's in Texas. So just so you know, the phone number, just so you're like, oh, it's some random numbers calling me, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then other than that, you're pretty much all set. Did you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am, that'll be all.
Okay. Yeah, they should be reaching out to you maybe like in a week or so, maybe sooner. But if you don't hear anything from them in like, you know, 2 weeks or so, give me a call.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Of course. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, Miss Merritt. You have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.